Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama Harinama, Harinama Vikevalam, Lo Nastyeva Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're doing a special memorial program for Jajbhai Jai Krishna Das Patel. And I found something that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said when the great devotee Haridas Thakur left his body. And I liked one particular passage, and in specifically in mind, I think this may make Krishna Kumar Das cry. So there is a phrase in the Bhagavatam, Sushila, well behaved. Jai Krishna Das was definitely Sushila, well behaved. Anyone who knew him, you would have to say he was well behaved. But here is the paraphrase of what Lord Chaitanya said, and I revised it. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Jajbhai Jai Krishna Das Patel. Being independent in his desires, Krishna has now broken that association. Jajbhai Jai Krishna Das Patel was the crown jewel on the head of this world, and without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. What do you think, Krishna Kumar Das? You like that? Is that nice? Yes. So I'd like to speak and read to you a section from the Srimad Bhagavatam where Lord Kapila Dev is speaking to his mother, Devahuti, and he's specifically talking about the 81 different kinds of devotees. So before speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll ask everyone to please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila Dev is Vasudeva, God himself. And his mother's name is Devahuti. And after the father, Kardama Muni, took sannyas, Devahuti once questioned her son and asked him to please give her something that her husband failed to give her. Her husband had given her everything. But as he was leaving, she said, "But although we have enjoyed nice household life, they flew all over the universe. because Kardama Muni created an aerial mansion, which was like a flying city. And they enjoyed in all the heavenly gardens and enjoyed nicely for a long time. But Kardama then, after the appearance of Kapila, Devahuti said, before you leave, the one thing you did not give me, fearlessness. So Kapil Dev, in his instructions to Devahuti, teaches her how to be fearless. We are well familiar with the song. Bajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Fearlessness is achieved when you are situated at the lotus feet of God. No material security in this world. There's no such thing as material security. If you want fearlessness, that is only achieved when you are situated at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So Devahuti begins asking questions, because that is the relationship between disciple and guru. The relationship now, although it's mother and son, when Devahuti approached him, the relationship changed. Similar to Bhagavad Gita. Up until the point Arjuna surrendered, Krishna and Arjuna were friends. But there's that line, Shishyaste hung Shadimang Twang Prapanam. Now I'm your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me. That changes everything. As soon as you agree to accept someone as your spiritual master, that changes everything. So Devahuti has been asking in this third canto, Devahuti has been asking questions, and Kapila Dev has been answering. So this picks up after four chapters, because 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. So that's eight chapters is Kapila Dev's instructions to Devahuti. That's quite a large section in the Bhagavatam. So this section is chapter 29. My dear Lord, you have already very scientifically described the symptoms of the total material nature and the characteristics of the spirit according to the Sankhya system of philosophy. Thank you. The Sankhya system of philosophy is what Lord Kapila Dev instructed prior to this. The Sankhya system of philosophy is a scientific, analytical study of this material world. That is Sankhya. And Kapila Dev explained that already. Now I shall request you to explain the path of devotional service, which is the ultimate end of all philosophical systems. So Devahuti is quite educated, because her statement is exactly the conclusion of the Vedas. Notice what she says. Devotional service, which is the ultimate end of all philosophical systems. Just like my spiritual master, his title was Bhakti Vedanta. The conclusion of knowledge must be bhakti. If your knowledge does not conclude with bhakti, then you have not gone far enough in your studies. Devahuti, the mother of God, says, devotional service is the ultimate end of all philosophical systems. Lord Kapila Dev now begins to answer her inquiry. O noble lady, there are multivarious paths of devotional service in terms of the different qualities of the executor. Very interesting. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, angry, or who is a separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. So yes, you can do bhakti, you can do devotional service in the mode of darkness. The mode of darkness is known as tamoguna. Yes, according to Kapil, you can do, and what is a separatist? A separatist is someone who has a different interest than the Lord. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, what was Krishna's interest? What did Krishna want Arjuna to do?
To fight.
So, at the end of hearing Bhagavad Gita, was Arjuna in the same interest as the Lord?
Yes,
because he said, I will agree to fight this war. So a separatist is someone who has their own agenda, separate from the Lord. The separatist thinks God is my order supplier. I'll worship God, I'll pray to God, I will do penances and austerities, but I want something, especially material. That's a separatist. So, Kapil Dev says, devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, and angry, who is the separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. Maybe you know someone like that. Because in any temple, you're going to find people who do devotional service in the mode of darkness. Kapil Dev continues, worship of deities in the temple by a separatist with a motive for material enjoyment, fame, and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. We meet these kinds of people also. You see them in the temple, but what? They have to have their name always announced, and they want everybody to know they're the ones that are always in the front, right? And they are worshiping God, what for they want? Opulence, material opulence. So they're worshiping God, but it's in the mode of passion. Now, tell me if this next description fits Jai Krishnadas, those of you who know him. When a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the results of activities in order to become free from the inebrieties of fruitive activities, one's devotion is in the mode of goodness. Those of you who know, did Jai Krishnadas, was he envious, proud, violent, angry? You're his God brother.
No. Nope.
Have you ever seen that?
Never.
Did he have a motive for material enjoyment? Was he interested in name and fame and opulence?
No.
So he wasn't doing devotional service in goodness. Ignorance, passion. Would you say he was doing his bhakti in the mode of goodness?
Yes.
Let's see. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service. So this is the topmost platform, which hopefully we're all aspiring. Regardless, whether you're in ignorance, passion, or goodness, we should at least all aspire. Okay.
Somebody has a car license plate. Jay Govinda.
Their car is on.
Car ignition is on.
Oh,
car is
yeah.
Aki hogi sir. Yes, sir. Govinda,
camera.
Yeah.
That is service. Jai.
I just heard and I didn't see anybody.
It's second time phone. Now. Second time. For,
oh my.
Very good, Krishna Kumar.
Thank you, Mataji.
Service to devotees. All right, so now, the next stage. We discussed goodness, passion, ignorance. Now listen to this one. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides in everyone's heart. Who resides in everyone's heart? What do we call him?
Paramatma.
Paramatma or? Krishna. Yes. Both answers are acceptable. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. So this is the platform all of us should be aspiring for. A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, even though offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless there is the opportunity for service. Because that is the mark of a devotee. They want to do service. My good friend, you know Jai Krishna Das. He always wanted service. No matter what the situation, he wanted to do devotional. Am I right? Right. By attaining the highest platform of devotional service, as I have explained, one can overcome the influence of the three modes of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage, as is the Lord. And this verse is very similar to a verse in Bhagavad Gita. Manjayo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma buyaya kalpate. That verse in chapter 14 is so important because the question Arjuna asked, how do I transcend the modes of nature? That was the question in chapter 14. So when Krishna answered that, this was the verse. Bhakti yogena sevate. When you render devotional service, bhakti, right? But viabhicharena, without any interruption. When your devotional service is 24/7, 365, 100. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, throughout your whole life, sagunan samatityaitan, then you transcend. So Krishna, in that verse of Bhagavad Gita, gives you the direct process how to get liberation. Because liberation means to go beyond the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. That's called transcending. And then, like Lord Kapila said, to be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. Therefore, that last line, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Because God is Brahma Bhuyaya, and the soul originally is also Brahma Bhuyaya. But once the soul comes down to the material world, he no longer becomes Brahma Bhuyaya. He comes Maya Bhuyaya. Yes, he gets entangled. But if the living entity can render devotional service constantly, then you have transcended. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time.